This is Tom Allen with the Marketland Report for Wednesday, January 9th, covering for Bob Larson. Let's take a look at the grain market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rosenzack.
Corn seems to have the story to attract significant new buying interest from fund traders in 2019. First major factor, U.S. and world-ending stocks, are expected to decline for this year. The January 11th report from the USDA, if we would have had it, was expected to show declining yields for the 2018 crop, which would tighten the situation up even more. Second factor, China's been pretty good buyer of U.S. soybeans over the past month, and if trade negotiations go well this week, corn could be next.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.519 in the quarter. March corn was up 2 at 3.83. Portland price for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6.15 to 6.35. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for January were up 2, ranging from 6.55 to 6.65. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for January were down 3/4, ranging from 662 and a quarter to 672 and a quarter. Live cattle February were up 210 at 125.45. January feeder cattle are up 162 and a half to 147.55. Class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 14.10.
You've just heard today's Marketline Report with Tom Allen. You can always catch us weekdays right here on the station.